Good evening, or good morning, sorry. That's for later today to say. I invite you to turn to Proverbs 19, verse 3. Proverbs 19, 3, we will hear from the Word of God as we prepare to confess our sins today. Proverbs 19, 3. The foolishness of a man twists his way, and his heart frets against the Lord. This is God's word. Well, in this brief proverb, brothers and sisters, we have a diagnosis of one of the most common effects or responses to sin. Now, since sin is our enemy, and Jesus is helping us kill that sin, we want to know our enemy in order to respond rightly to it in this battle. If we are to make combat against sin with the sword of the Spirit and the full armor of God, then we need to understand the ways of sin and how it affects us. What this proverb describes is a response of someone who has sinned and the wrong response to that. It's describing that for us. Very plainly, it says that the foolishness of a man, the sinful, bad decisions of a man, can twist his way. It can affect his path. He can mess it up for himself. Any of us can do that by sinning. We can make things difficult for ourselves. We're responsible for that when we sin and when we twist our own way. And we can make our way difficult. And as Proverbs 13:15 says, it says, the way of the transgressor is hard. We make our own way hard by our sinful decisions. But one of the crazy things that sometimes we can do is after messing up our own path, causing our own trouble, sometimes we have the audacity to blame God for it. Much can be learned, of course, from the original narrative of Genesis 3. It contains so much instruction for us about the nature of sin and how people respond to it. And you remember how Adam replied. He blame shifted. That's one thing. He blamed Eve. But underneath that was actually a blaming of God. You remember what he said? And I'm paraphrasing what I think the spirit of what Adam's words were. God, it is your fault. If you hadn't given me this woman, this wouldn't have happened. That, I think, is the spirit of Adam's words. He's fretting against the Lord, though he has messed up his own way. And so since that time, since the original fall into sin, sinners sometimes respond this way. We fret against God when we mess up our own way. How does that make sense? It shouldn't make sense. And this fretting can take different forms. The verb here, which is rendered in the ESV a little bit differently, gives us a sense of the range of responses. The ESV puts it this way. When a man's folly brings his way to ruin, his heart rages against the Lord. That's pretty strong. Fretting, raging, they seem to be a little bit of a different level. And I think we can do this. We can have kind of a quiet fretting, kind of complaining internally, or we're complaining verbally, kind of quietly murmuring. Or we can just be shouting, yelling, frustrated against God because of what we're experiencing. Perhaps we're experiencing the consequences of our sin, and we're not happy about it. Now, thankfully, even in that place that we put ourselves in, even when we mess up our own way, we have a God of mercy who can fix it, who can redeem us, who can restore. And listen to the perspective the prophet Micah brings in this matter. Micah 7, 8 through 9. I love these verses because they describe how Israel is experiencing some of the consequences of their own sin. They've messed up their own way, but there is a confidence in the God of mercy who will bring about restoration. Micah 7, 8 through 9. Says, do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Until he pleads my case and executes justice for me, he will bring me forth to the light. I will see his righteousness. such confidence. But on one hand, the writer here is saying, I will bear the indignation of God. I have sinned against him. There is some consequences, and I'm not going to fret against it, like Proverbs is describing. But I am confident that the Lord God will be merciful to me. He will bring me through this. He will forgive me. He will restore me. He will bring forth light. This is the perspective that we need to have towards our God. When we sin and when we mess up our own way, let us turn to the God of mercy. We can say, we don't want to complain against God. Instead, we say, Lord, I've fallen by my own foolishness. I've messed up my own way by my own foolishness. But I ask that you would raise me up. We can say, I've brought myself into darkness, but Lord, you be a light to me. We can say, I've sinned against the Lord, but Lord, plead my cause, be merciful to me. This is not a fretting against the Lord, brothers and sisters, that we see in Micah 7. This is a very different perspective, and it's the perspective that we need to adopt. And so let us consider our response to these things day by day, week by week, that we look to the God of mercy. Rather than complaining against him, let us cry out to him that he would help us, save us, restore us. Amen. Let us pray. Our merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a God who restores, and we acknowledge that we twist our own way by our own sinful or foolish choices. And we ask that you would untangle the mess that we make. We pray that you would restore what sin destroys, mend what sin twists by your restoring grace. And we ask now that you would forgive us for the sins that we have committed this week. We come through the mediation of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our great high priest, who gives us confidence to come today. And we know and are thankful that in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins. And so we ask that you would forgive us. And we now take a moment to confess our own sins to the Lord.